Origin, world's largest blood cell repository for IPS cell production. Origin Logga. Origin, an innovative biotech company that creating the world's largest blood cell repository for induced pluripotent stem cell, IPS cell, production. I first met James Lovgren, Chief Business Officer of Origin, at the World Stem Cell Summit in 2015. As a result of that connection and conversation, I am pleased to share this interview with him below. Origin's vision. Origin is creating the world's largest uniformly consented blood cell repository, known as Life Capsule. They are using these blood cells to produce patient-specific induced pluripotent stem cells, IPSCs. In addition to collecting donated blood samples for IPSC production, Origin also offers an optional Life Capsule membership, in which individuals can pay $99 per year to get permanent access to their own immortalized IPSC cells. For only $99 per year, which equates to $8.25 per month, anyone can now have access to his or her own immortalized IPSC cells. It is wild to realize that we are entering an era where access to stem cells is truly becoming democratized. Origin also has two other business units, Life Profile and Life Systems, which are discussed in detail in the interview below. Origin also has an impressive leadership team, with Robin Smith at the helm of the ship as Chief Executive Officer, CEO. Smith founded Artis Labs in 2007, which he led until it was acquired by pharmaceutical giant PerkinElmer in 2011. Post-acquisition, Smith continued on at PerkinElmer as VP of Informatics Research and Development and later held functioned as its Vice President Global R&D Environmental Health. Origin has a simple yet elegant website that was designed by a team member who previously worked at Apple. This team member was attracted to Origin's fast-moving startup culture. Similarly, Origin's Chief Business Officer, James Lovgren, has an impressive pedigree, having previously held positions at Life Technologies and Thermo Fisher Scientific. For more insights, enjoy the interview with James Lovgren below. Kate Hildreth, what are Origin's core business areas? James Lovgren, Origin. James Lovgren, Origin. James Lovgren, one of Origin's core business areas is Life Capsule. It is our biorepository where we attempt to collect as much diversity as we can, as well as allow people to store their own IPSCs for future regenerative needs. Out of that effort spun another business unit, called Life Profile. Life Profile was created for the people who we were serving who said, "I'm excited to be contributing to the greater good, but can you give me back any information about myself?" From that experience, we ended up creating Life Profile, which is a series of genetic profiles that we can provide to individuals about their health and wellness, fitness, diet, etc. Today, everyone is wearing a Fitbit. Everyone wants to know more about themselves, and use that knowledge to live fuller, healthier lives. Since our genetics are our underlying blueprint, who wouldn't want to know more about that? Our third and final business area is Life Systems, which is a business unit that leverages our biorepository, Life Capsule, for disease modeling and drug development, as well as potential therapeutic applications. With the cells created from that biorepository, we're working on making cellular models available to researchers to help them accelerate the development of safer and more effective drugs. Kate Hildreth, what makes Origin unique? James Lovgren, simply put, we are a biotech that is talking directly to the patients. You know, it's interesting to speak with people from Japan. In Japan, IPSCs are on the nightly news. The public knows about them. In contrast, when I talk about IPSCs to people here, very few people know about them. When I speak about what we are doing at public events that we attend here in the US, people often say to us, "Wow, so I can actually donate just a teaspoon of blood and that can impact research for either a disease that I have or a disease that a relative has, or I can improve the research for my kids in the future." That can be mind-blowing for the general public. Often, people perceive our direct community involvement as surprising. For instance, we recently attended a Parkinson's event, called Moving Day. It is an event held by the National Parkinson's Foundation that is a fundraising walk/run to celebrate movement, because activities such as walking, yoga, dance, tai chi, and Pilates are proven to help manage the symptoms of PD. In that type of situation, we often get asked, "Why are you here collecting blood?" People are not used to seeing biotech companies being direct and hands-on within the community. It is a different model than the rest of the stem cell community is taking right now. Kate Hildreth, what are Origin's goals for the next 3 to 5 years? James Lovgren, we have proven our business model with our ability to collect blood samples from diverse patients within the United States. But the next step is to expand that diversity. For instance, we have a lot of Parkinson's patients. But do we have any that are Korean? Do we have any that are Chinese? Do we have any from Southeast Asia, like Thailand or Indonesia? I think there are still underserved populations within our biobank that we can continue to expand. Being able to do that and replicate our success in patient recruitment overseas will be one of our areas of focus next year. In addition, we will continue to refine our disease models using IPSCs. Kate Hildreth, how will you define your success at Origin? What metrics will you use? James Lovgren, I think the big one will be growing our repository. Meaning, how diverse and how big can we get? The more meetings we attend, the more it affirms that everyone sees the value of IPSCs. But certain diseases are underrepresented and drug companies can't get access to those cells. So for us, growing our IPSC bank is really a big drive. It will be a key metric. Kate Hildreth, what is your goal with regard to raising investor funding? James Lovgren, in February the company closed a $3.1 million financing round led by Hatteras Venture Partners and a syndicate that includes Harris & Harris Group, LabCorp, KTB and Mountain Group Capital. We will have news on a new round of financing soon. To learn more about Origin's innovation, visit them at origin.com or contact James Lovgren. Up next, interview with Robin Smith, CEO of Origin. Do you have questions about Origin or IPSCs in general? Ask them in the comments below.